You think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? We're really sporty.
It has been a sporty
day. And we're having a couple beers here and just chilling.
Some Cigar City now.
Yeah, that's a good beer.
You like that? Have you opened your second beer?
I have not.
Or have you finished your first beer?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah, you need to try this one.
It's time to crack it open.
Yeah, this is a good one.
So let's keep the train moving.
Yeah.
I should have brought a beer per hour for
the show.
That
would have been a good plan. Well, we could
sort of blew that.
We could split that Ranger Creek for the third hour.
Yeah, we could throw this in the freezer.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah, that'll work out.
Because that's enough for three people.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't had a IPA in a very long time.
How long? Did you not have this when Eric brought it last time?
No, I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. What Eric brought on Monday, I mean, that's not an IPA, but I had that.
The Pilsner?
But, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
I had
a good
Pilsner.
Beer.
But I haven't had an IPA since Christmas.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Look at you.
Yeah, since I think you gave me an IPA from Whole Foods, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
the last one I had. So I haven't had an IPA in a while, so it's kind of getting to me.
Oh, it's hitting you. Good.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Nice. Thank you.
That's the whole point of beer.
You get that nice, comfortable feeling.
That good buzz.
Yeah, I'm a little warm.
That's good.
All right. I like that. I like that. Okay, so here's a non-sportsy thing for you. How about this? America's top 20 most hated companies.
Okay.
USA Today did this list. And basically it says many companies on this list are struggling with discrete incidents that may be remedied with time and strategic public relations campaigns. For others, problems appear to be much deeply ingrained with the company's culture or business model. So these are companies that people hate the most in America.
The most hated companies in America.
Yeah, all 20 of them.
And okay.
You tell me whether these companies make your list.
Okay.
Number 20, the Weinstein Company.
Can I play along here? I've got some ideas on,
yeah, okay,
on companies.
Well, why don't you guess first, and I'll tell you whether they're on the list, and then we'll do the whole list.
Okay, because you threw out that you already said the Weinstein Company.
That's number 20.
So my guess is Bank of America.
Not on the list. There is a bank.
Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo is on the
okay.
list.
Okay.
How about this one? United Airlines.
United Airlines is on the list, number 19.
Yeah, airlines and cable companies.
Yeah, there are two airlines on the list. United is number 19.
Is Delta the other or American?
Incorrect on both counts.
Ooh, who is it?
John, you want to take a shot at it?
Spirit?
Spirit it is, okay. Number 9.
Oh, yeah, I hate them. Yeah. They're high on my list.
I've never actually flown Spirit, so I can't speak to it, but...
Like, banks have to be on there, right?
Is there no more banks? Like, that, Chase Bank, nothing else?
That is the only bank. Is
okay,
Wells
cable
Fargo.
Companies. Is it like Cox or Dish Network, DirecTV?
No.
No cable companies?
Well, does a cable channel count?
No.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that I think that people hate is their cell phone provider.
Okay.
So, I'll tell you this. When my wife switched us to Sprint.
Number 7 on the list.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like I was a caveman all of a sudden when I had a Sprint phone.
You know when, I think when unreported, well, a lot of people didn't talk about this, but I think like identity theft, that category came up this past year. And I think John Oliver had this whole thing on Equifax. Yeah, I think Equifax has to be on the list, right?
Ding, because ding, ding, ding. Number one.
The credit stuff.
They're the champion?
Number one, Equifax,
yeah,
yes.
Because the credit stuff, people like got their credits, their identity stolen.
Yeah. John Lee has chosen number one,
well
Equifax.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Because he watched John Oliver.
So is this all 2017?
Yeah, for 2017.
Is the NFL on there?
NFL number three.
The NFL is the most hated?
Number three most hated. Damn, Jung. Jung is kicking your ass at this
game.
He's
dominating.
If we're assigning points based on how high these are,
yeah,
he's smoking you.
I'm getting toasted.
Yeah.
Man.
What else?
You tell me. You're the one on the roll.
You've got this figured out.
Yeah, you got this game.
Any social media on there?
Possibly.
Facebook, if there was one.
Facebook is correct. I'm going to give that one to AJ because he jumped in first. Facebook is number 18.
Oh, I've got it.
There is one cable company on there. I did lie. But just one.
Oh, Comcast?
Comcast, number 15.
Yeah, they're a big one.
Yeah, so that's also a point for AJ.
What about... do people hate now, like, Donald Trump's businesses?
Number 12, the Trump Organization.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. AJ's rallying.
I'm not hitting the big shots.
Yeah, there's still three of the top five that have not been...
Cigna, health
Cigna
insurance.
Cigna is correct. Cigna number 10 on the list.
I'm running out of steam, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, there's a couple of these I've never even heard of, so...
What about, like, CNN or Fox?
Which one?
Well,
Fox.
Let's go Fox first. Right,
Fox is number two on the list.
Okay. What about CNN? Are they on the list?
They're not on the list.
Ooh, okay.
That's a little strange because 2017 was all fake news.
Yeah. Equifax is one, Fox two, NFL three.
Uber?
That's a great guess.
That is a good guess.
It is not in the top five, but it is on the list at number 14.
Strong.
Yeah.
Oh, Monsanto. They make the poison food.
Monsanto is number...
I haven't even heard of them.
You've heard of Monsanto. They're like they're the people who like genetically alter foods.
Yeah, they've got they've got a refinery down in Texas City, if I'm not mistaken. They used to. But Monsanto is on the list. I can't find it
now.
They
dump a bunch of chemicals into food.
They're not in the top five, though.
That's surprising. I would think they would be higher.
Yeah.
I think I've run out of guesses.
Did you already say Comcast?
I said Comcast, okay. Yeah.
I think AJ rallied there, but I think I'm going to have to give Jong the win.
Okay.
Monsanto's 16th on the list. So.
Okay.
So here's your top 20. Number 20 is the Weinstein Company. That's obviously, we know why. Number 19, United Airlines. Their stock dropped 4% on the day following the guy being pulled off the plane. I have to say United has gone up in my book.
United's solid to me.
They have, the last few times I've flown them have been great experiences. And I've, I told you the price I got on this first class flight to Chicago and the wife's up there in a couple weeks. They've been great to me lately. And ever since my incident with them in Las Vegas, we've been friends.
Okay. I mean, it's the second airline I take, but I still don't like flying United.
It's
right after, I like Southwest and then United.
Well, see, I prefer Southwest because it's closer to my house. It's easier to get to the airport.
God, that's why I hate Southwest. Otherwise, I love Southwest because I love that you can pick your seat. Unless I'm like, but sometimes I forget to check in and then I'm so far back in line.
Yeah, you're at C group or whatever.
So that's not, like when I'm on United or whatever, it doesn't matter if I forget to check in. I know what my seat is going to be.
Well, and what's kind of happened with United is because the wife's flying so much, we're getting so many points now between the two of us that I don't have to sit in the back. And it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So I would say, Southwest is probably still my favorite just because it's closer. But United, my absolute favorite is like WestJet and Air Canada. But that's for flying here. And I don't mind Delta. I've had good experiences with Delta. It's just you always have to stop in Atlanta. And if it's American, you always have to stop in Dallas. That's the only negative to those. All right, so United 19, Facebook 18. Number 17 is CenturyLink, which I would have never gotten. It's a telecom company.
Yeah.
Monsanto 16, Comcast 15, Uber 14, Sears Holdings is 13, which I guess because they're
bankrupt,
they're closing all their stores. Oh, well done. You made it till 5:12.
No, I had one earlier. It was just not loud.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
That was the first one in a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't been drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Well done, sir. Number 12, the Trump Organization. Number 11, Wells Fargo, which that's who I bank with, and I actually like
I bank
him.
With him, too. I don't mind him. But the reason I left him is because I got mad at Bank of America. Yeah. So I went to Wells Fargo.
I've had good luck with Wells Fargo. I have no complaints. Cigna 10.
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines.
People hate insurance companies.
Spirit Airlines 9. Something called Vice Media is number 8. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, they were involved in a bunch of like sexual harassment stuff, but that surprised me that they're so high.
Yeah. They fired 3 employees after the Times expose. Sprint is 7.
God, they are so bad. Do you remember at one point Sprint, like, they were a big sponsor on our station, and I had to wear a shirt that said Sprint
during Super Bowl
week.
Last year. That wasn't last week.
I had to pretend like I didn't hate that I had a Sprint phone. I was losing my mind when I was on Sprint. And John was like, don't say anything bad about Sprint while you're out there. Now I don't have him anymore.
Thank God. You had spent like 30 minutes telling people why you hated Sprint a few months before that. And that you paid a whole bunch of money just to get away from it.
I paid over $1,000 to get out of my contract to pay more every month on my cell phone bill.
Who'd you switch to?
To AT&T.
Yeah.
I honestly believe AT&T and Verizon are the only two good companies to have cell phone service with.
T-Mobile's not bad.
I don't believe it.
See, I'm scared to switch because I'm kind of tired of AT&T and I spend too much money on
it. And I know that like they're the most expensive by far.
No, Verizon's more expensive, I believe.
Verizon and AT&T are always 1-2.
Yeah.
They're always the most expensive. But it's worth it. Like if you're going to cut corners anywhere, don't cut it on your cell phone service. I'm telling you.
Well,
you can't cut corners there.
I'm thinking about getting an iPhone X. Should I wait for the next one or should I go ahead and get one?
Do you like the bigger one? Do you have the Plus right now?
No, I don't have the Plus, but I'm kind of ready for a bigger phone.
I don't want that big phone.
Well, I think the rumor is coming this fall, the next version, the X2, I guess, they're gonna actually release a bigger version of it. So,
An iPad?
Well, I mean, I have the Plus,
So you want the bigger version? But should I wait for the new one, or should I go ahead and get one now?
Does that fit in your pocket?
Barely.
Yeah, I don't like that.
See, but you're a small person.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, here's your other top ones. Foxconn Technology Group is number 6.
What is that?
Recently made headlines. Homeowners in Wisconsin are suing the company for improperly using eminent domain to build a complex in Mount Pleasant. They are responsible for manufacturing and assembling consumer electronics for some of the biggest brands in the world, including Apple and Nintendo.
I don't know anything about that.
Number 5, Electronic Arts.
Oh, are people pissed off at them about Star Wars? Like, because people were having to like pay a lot of money to get really good at Star Wars?
That was one of the reasons. But basically, yeah, they've earned a reputation as an evil empire. There are many examples of EA buying up smaller studios or operations for a specific game and then either stripping the game of its originality or running the studio into the ground. And then the Star Wars Battlefront 2 thing.
Yeah, really, I remember people were salty about that.
You know, Microsoft does that same thing.
They charge to be good at a game.
No. Microsoft will buy small companies just for their software and tech and then just lay a bunch of people off and then not use. They did that with what was that? Nokia. They bought Nokia. They tried to do something with Nokia, and then it failed, and then basically had to write it off.
All right, number 4, University of Phoenix.
That's surprising. That surprised me.
Yeah,
is that a big?
It's basically, I guess the reason is after alleging that the University of Phoenix preyed upon veterans with little chance of graduating in order to receive federal aid money, the Department of Defense briefly barred the school from recruiting on military bases. They've been the subject of a series of state and federal investigations that allege the company used for their aggressive and deceptive recruiting, advertising, and financial aid practices. So, okay. NFL 3, Fox Entertainment 2, Equifax 1.
Damn.
So there you go.
Haters in the house.
Speaking of iPhones, Tim Cook came out and said that they've sold 77 million iPhones since the release, and it's been the most popular phone on the market since November.
That's not surprising.
It's the top-selling phone since November.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all.
God, every single week, though.
Yeah. I mean, well, what other phones come out that's going to beat it?
I don't know. Anything with the Galaxy, I guess.
No, people love Apple, man. People love it. And listen.
Oh, I'm all in on all Apple products.
Well, once you get into the ecosystem of Apple, it's very hard to leave.
It is.
Yeah, because everything's saved on the cloud.
Because now I'd have to buy all new apps. I mean, everything would have to change.
Yeah, I got no interest in that.
I'm suckered in.
Sorry, Galaxy.
But I like it because it's very user-friendly to me. I do think that Apple is not as good as it was when Steve Jobs was alive. Like, Apple was coming out with such great stuff.
Yeah. They're not as innovative as they used to be.
Yeah, it always seems like, oh, that's just, okay, what's different about iPhone X? Well, it's got a portrait mode, and it's bigger. You're like, okay, well, that's going to cost me $1,100. I don't like that. But they were for a long time. Like, they were coming up with all this great stuff. I was loving them.
Well, and the way that they're marketing, they market towards your emotions. And and Samsung, what they do is they market towards, hey, we are better than Apple because of this. Whereas Apple is like, hey, if you get this, you're going to be really happy. We have N emojis on here. You know, they're smiling. They're always happy. And they kind of play off that emotion. And people kind of, you know, they want to be happy. Yeah, so.
People are idiots. My emojis don't make me any happier or sadder.
Your N emojis, your animated emojis.
It doesn't affect my life at all, the emojis or N emojis. None of it.
I think I'm too old to use emojis, but I kind of do sometimes.
I do.
I don't do it on social media, but I'll do it on a text occasionally. Like when I'm texting my daughter because she's always sending me emojis. But I'm probably too old to legally put emojis in social media. But I'm not too old to bet on the big game. And you know where to do it. My bookie. Now's the time. And my bookie is the destination to lay your bets on the game and the props. You want to bet the coin toss, link to the national anthem, any of those prop bets that you heard us talking about. All available at mybookie.ag. And if you join now, MyBookie is going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. And look, games are a lot more interesting with some action on it. Just go to mybookie.ag, look at all the different bets you can make. You could clean up. They even feature in-game betting. So guess what? After that coin toss, once you hit that, you can roll your money over into the in-game plays. And by the way, if you like college basketball or you just want to make money because Hoffman's just giving money away over here, jump on there and bet college basketball. Take his picks and play them tonight, all on MyBookie. Join now. They're going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. That's MyBookie.ag. Visit online at MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED, and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, we got off of sports for just a whole segment there.
Did we?
How about that? Well, NFL was part of that. But, yeah. I guess EA counts because of...
Yeah.
I mean, it's esports, right? So...
Yeah, did you guys see that Stone Temple Pilots is putting out a new album?
No.
I don't know why it pisses me off so much that, like, there's sometimes when I'm like, oh, well, this guy died. It sucks. The band can't go on without him. But there's always, like, a couple guys in each band that the band really shouldn't go on without him. And Stone Temple Pilots is definitely one of those bands. Like, there's some good musicians in that band, but they just need to start another band and not call it Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, the guy they got sounds just like him, though.
I don't think so. I'm out on it. I remember it like that. They were like, okay, here's your first chance to hear the new singer for Stone Temple Pilots. And I was like, oh, there's just, like, the emotion in it is just totally different.
But his voice sounds the same, but you're right. The emotion's not there. But Jorge says, get two free audiobooks from Amazon. Any you recommend? Well, it depends on what you're looking for. You looking for fiction or, you know, you want how-to stuff? I'll just say that my favorite book of all time is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. That's what I would get. The whole series, though. I mean,
you can't get the whole series.
Yeah, you can. You can get the Hitchhiker's Complete Guide. I have one of those.
Okay.
Let's get a call on. Joe, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports. What's up, man? This is sports. Kind of a romantic and sports question. My wife and I's anniversary is in March, but we celebrated on Valentine's. Is there, like, a place we can go or that you can recommend that's romantic, quite romantic, but sportsy? We both love sports, so or does a place like that exist?
I don't think it
does. Can you recommend something?
I don't think it does exist. No,
I don't know of a romantic sportsy place off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't know any of those.
Hmm.
I feel like if you're trying for romance, you get away from sports.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Yeah, sorry, I can't help with that one. And maybe it's because when we're trying to do something romantic, I don't want to be around sports.
I'm the same way.
At that point. But I'll keep thinking, though. Something may pop into my head.
Yeah, I got nothing, though.
But right now, I got nothing, yeah.
Were you surprised Walmart wasn't on the most hated companies list?
Little bit. I'm kind of surprised Amazon wasn't on there too. But it's not really Amazon's fault that people steal boxes all the time.
I love Amazon.
Yeah, I pretty much I mean, never have to go to the store anymore for anything. Yeah,
Amazon's so great because it just shows up at your house.
Yeah, JOff 288 says Vegas can be romantic, just depends where you go. That's true.
That's true.
I don't know if I want to take my wife to Vegas. I kind of like Vegas is a guy thing for me.
I'm with you.
I mean, although I have to say, like, the first time I went with her, I had a lousy time because she wanted to do all this stuff that I didn't want to do, and all I wanted to do was play poker and go to the race book. But then the last few times when she's gone, because we're out there so much that we kind of do the same thing every time. The last couple times she's gone, she's found all these new restaurants and stuff, and she's actually been a useful mammal. He said Buffalo Wild Wings. That's not really...
No, that is romantic. I do love chicken wings.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Which says the Super Bowl is romantic and sportsy.
Sort of.
Yeah.
What are your Super Bowl plans? What are you going to do?
I'm just going to watch from home.
What are you going to do, John?
I might go to a friend's or something.
Yeah?
What about you?
I'm going to watch at the house. We'll have a couple people over.
And get drunk?
Probably.
Man, I got so wasted last year.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah. It was 28-3, and I started drinking, and I wake up, and the Patriots are about to score the winning touchdown. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Dude.
I'm sure that's what the Falcons were feeling, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. It was all your fault. Yeah, I'll probably just hang out at the house and, you know, maybe... I know the neighbors are having a party, so I may swing over for some of their alcohol.
You get along with your neighbors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're great.
That's good.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we hang out a lot, kind of sit on the balcony, pass alcohol to each other. They're good people.
Okay.
So I like them a lot. In fact, last night we were talking about a camping trip, a team camping trip.
Together?
Yeah, with some other friends, too. Telling you, man.
I don't like that.
You don't like camping.
Well, I don't like hanging out with other people.
Well, that too. But, all right, we're going to take a quick break. And Brad Powers joins us next, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. We'll also talk a little college basketball because that's what he does. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You got an answer? to that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of people suggesting places for this guy. I think the best one I saw, not really my kind of place. The wife loves it, though. She goes there with all her work buddies, is Biggio's. That's pretty sportsy, and it's kind of upscale. So that could
be upscale.
Yeah, so I think if you're looking for that, that might work. But that's where she goes with all her business.
They did hit me with the extra charge on my credit card once, which pissed me off.
Yeah.
And then you can get a room upstairs, and there's a pool.
Yeah, it's a nice
hotel.
Have
you done that, Joan?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. But I don't really think of it as romantic, but hey, maybe my wife does. Maybe I should be worried since that's where she's going all the time. All right, let's talk to our buddy Brad Powers, pregame.com. He's the lead college football analyst, but he's also pretty damn good at college basketball, so he and AJ will dive into college basketball. But first, I saw you tweeted out. One thing I like about Brad, he'll tweet out his tickets. He's got a grand on the Patriots money line. You feeling good about that one?
Yeah, I just from a value aspect, absolutely. I mean, your typical 4.5-point favorites usually you got to lay -200 or -210 on the money line, and you can get some pretty suppressed money lines come Super Bowl time because, let's face it, you got a lot of people flying from all over the world. They want to have action on the game, and typical square style, they want to bet a little to win a lot, and pretty much the only way you can do that outside of the prop betting is to, bet money line on the underdog, and they like betting, 100 to win 170. They don't like taking 110 to win 100. So a lot of times, especially at the square books, like your Stations, your William Hills, you can get some great value, and that's where I'm at as far as the best value bet in the Super Bowl as we're doing this on Thursday.
Let me ask you about a couple of the games that I'm on tonight and get your opinion. I'll ask you about some of the games that were my first cuts, and I'll see what you think on them. My favorite play tonight is St. Mary's -13 hosting San Francisco, who St. Mary's just dominates against pick-and-roll teams, and I feel like San Francisco is just going to be able to do nothing against them.
Yeah, well, they haven't looked back since the Gonzaga game. Now, there was a little bit of a hangover effect after the outright upset. They're on the road against Pacific, and they only win by 3. But really, outside of that, laying a relatively cheap number against BYU, had no problem covering that. San Francisco, I mean, there's clear separation in the Big West Conference between the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
And it's the one conference where, with the Gonzagas and the St. Mary's of the world, and to a lesser extent, BYU over the years, I'm not afraid to lay double digits, and I agree with you. I don't have any issue whatsoever. St. Mary's clearly should have some success on the offensive side of the ball. That's where I lean for in that game.
I'm also on UT Arlington tonight, who they've been sort of a roller coaster ride. I thought they were for sure going to run away with their conference at the beginning of the season. It looks like that's not going to happen. They play without focus a lot, but this seems like a game that they should be able to come in and really dominate against App State. They just seem like a much better team.
Well, the markets are saying, Appalachian State tonight, it's gone down a couple of points. And I think what they're seeing is, like you mentioned, the Arlington struggles. They lost 3 of their last 4 games, including a couple times outright as a favorite. Different role for them, especially coming off back-to-back road trips to Georgia State and Georgia Southern. They obviously are in need of a feel-good win tonight, and they get it done against one of the worst teams in the Sun Belt in Appalachian State. I agree with you, especially at the current 9.5 number. That's where I lean on the game.
I am on Northwestern tonight. It just seems like that front line is going to make Hap work, and it just seems. I know it's Northwestern's second road game this week. I caught it at 3. It's gone down to 2, so I feel like I've got a good number there. But what are your thoughts on the Northwestern-Wisconsin matchup?
Well, you get a little bit of slight disagreement from me, although there's not much to like about Wisconsin, who's lost 6 of their last 7 games. Now, I thought they had a misleading loss against Nebraska. They're up 15 in the second half of that game, just having a meltdown. So from a value aspect, I was leaning towards Wisconsin, but the markets and yourself are correct. And Northwestern,
definitely probably the more trustworthy team. But they were in it against Michigan for the most part. Probably should have covered that game. They're up early. Just, you know, struggled on the offense side of the ball. Defensively, they had a solid performance there. It's really tricky. This Big Ten schedule this year has opened up for a lot of value in the handicap because they're playing in their conference tournament early. So they got, they're the one conference that's playing three games in a week. And I got a little bit of hesitation playing on Northwestern, third road game in a week's time. I actually am opposite. I'll lean with the Badgers tonight.
All right. The two games that I liked that I ended up leaving off my card, one of them is Oregon. I like Oregon against Cal for some 8.5, and it was 9 earlier in the day when I made my plays. It just seemed like too much of a number for me, but I do feel like Oregon should be able to get the job done. What are your thoughts on that number?
Well, I like the confidence. They're playing some of their better basketball of the season. UCLA and Oregon State coming off back-to-back wins there. That helps. California, obviously, one of the worst teams in the Pac-12, and yeah, it couldn't even cover a couple of point spreads against some of the worst teams in the Pac-12. I mean, there's not much to like about a team that's lost 8 straight games and have even struggled at home. I mean, and getting absolutely killed by Arizona, a double-digit loss to Arizona State, coming off back-to-back road trips against UCLA and USC. I'm really indifferent on the game. I'm typically not a guy who likes to lay a lot of points on the road, specifically in conference play. I'll defer to you on that one. I'm kind of a pass. My power ratings had the game right around 8.
Well, I ended up passing too, so we're on the same page. Last one I got for you. Arizona State continues to be favored on the road, even though they've just been awful in conference play on the road. Washington's not bad, and Washington's getting 3 points at home against Arizona State. Now, if Arizona State goes out and makes, you know, 60% or 50% from three, then it's out of the question. But if they just have their average road night, it seems like Washington's got some good value here.
Yeah, and I fully agree with you. It's one of my premium picks of the night, Washington plus the points. Arizona State, in my opinion, the last, since conference play started, I think the most overrated team in all of college basketball. They started off the season 12-0, highlighted by that big road win at Kansas. Since then, they're 4-5 straight up. They've only covered one time in their last 9 games. And Washington's the far superior defensive team. I love playing on defensive home underdogs. Washington, really a surprise team with a 15-6 record this year. I'm absolutely fading Arizona State. I think Washington wins the game outright.
All right, that's Brad Powers. He's the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. Also very good at college basketball. Unless you, but before we let you go, I noticed you had a couple of futures tickets you tweeted out, including Washington at 40-1 for 2018, and most experienced top 10 team from last season, according to you. You feel pretty good about that?
Yeah, I do. Now, a lot of people have fired back and say, hey, I mean, they're going to lose their first game. They play Auburn in Atlanta, Georgia. And yeah, that's probably the case. I mean, they're going to probably be a 3-4 point underdog in that regard. If so, then I'll double down because I think Washington's a clear favorite in the remaining 11 games. And we've seen teams lose a game. It really doesn't matter in college football. And it's really when you lose that game that matters. And if, to say, for instance, they win that game, which is in all realm of possibility, and they're, you know, the line right now says they probably have a 40% chance of winning that game outright, then they'll be traded probably at 15-20-1 in the marketplace. So looking for some value. I'm not saying they're going to win the national championship. Obviously, Alabama, the clear-cut favorite, followed by Clemson and Ohio State. And I guess the mispricing that's out there, at least the misbelief from guys that don't do it regularly, is I don't need Washington with a 40-1 ticket to win the national championship to make money off of that. I can hedge. I can sell it on prop swap. I'm just expecting them to win the Pac-12 this year and have a solid chance of making the playoffs. If that happens, which I think is a good possibility, then I'm going to make money on that 40-1 ticket.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. So my best part about that is when you guys start talking college basketball, they just jump on my bookie and start making a couple plays based on what you were talking about. I'm on that St. Mary's.
Yeah, I like that game a lot tonight.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it will be the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I
I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And we've got a nice little read here for Sports Map. I'll just tell you, go to Sports Map or you suck as a person. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Okay, you really don't suck as a person, but it's a great website. There's tons of good stuff. And there'll be more great stuff tomorrow. So check it out. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, so apparently there is a scale where you can measure physical perfection on a person's face. And Dr. De Silva, who runs
Didn't we used to use the Ugly app?
Yeah, I think
remember when the Ugly app was out? We all tried that.
Yeah. But Dr. De Silva, who runs the Center for Advanced Facial Cosmetic and Plastic Surgery in London, ran a test on all the James Bond actors and ranked them from most handsome to least handsome. I'll ask you, who do you think won?
Between who?
The James Bond actors. So Tim Dalton, Roger Moore, Sean Connery, Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan, George Lazenby. Based on the idea of the perfect Greek face, this thing maps out, and then it ranks you. So I'll tell you the...
I feel like Roger Moore, even though solid as Bond, I think he's last.
I feel like Sean Connery would be up there, right?
Sean Connery is number... John's on the game today. Because Sean Connery's number one.
Yeah.
Just looking at him, I think Sean Connery's probably the most handsome of the
Well, when he was young,
From 1964 is when they did it. So 89.2% accurate, according to the Golden Ratio of Beauty 5, which measures physical perfection. It's impossible to get 100. He's an 89.2.
There are six Bonds?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you the order of how handsome I think they are in their prime.
But this is the ancient Greeks' idea of perfection. So
I don't know about them. Yeah. I'm not Greek. Connery 1.
Okay.
Pierce Brosnan 2. George Lazenby 3. Daniel Craig 4. Timothy Dalton 5. Roger Moore 6.
Okay, you are well off here because
Damn it. Well,
they John, would you like to try? Since you got the winner.
I don't know all of them. Daniel Craig, I don't think is, in terms of a face, I don't think is very handsome, but he has the best body of the bunch.
But this is face. Face only.
I'm going to put Daniel Craig near the bottom.
You don't think Daniel Craig's handsome?
No, not face-wise.
I would.
I think he's handsome.
Pierce Brosnan, I think closer to the top, maybe in the middle. And Roger Moore, maybe below Pierce Brosnan.
All right, so here's your official list. Neither one of you were that close. Sean Connery won. Coming in second with 88.8% was the late Sir Roger Moore.
That's crazy. He's not that handsome.
Timothy Dalton, third at 86.5. Now, I think he's the least handsome of all these guys.
Like, it's him or Roger Moore.
Yeah, he's got kind of... Well, Roger Moore's kind of got the more classic good looks. Timothy Dalton's got that weird sort of beak look.
He looks like a comedy actor.
Kind of, yeah. Pierce Brosnan, fourth at 85.3.
He, I think, by American standards...
Pretty handsome.
...is the number one.
Yeah. George Lazenby, 85.2. And dead last on the list.
Daniel Craig last, huh?
Daniel Craig at 84.2%.
That's odd.
Now, keep in mind, 84.2 is still a really good score.
Well, these are all actors.
People like us are going to score like 15. But he's the least most handsome Bond. They say his bulbous nose, thin lips, and wide face are the reasons he scored low. Yeah, I'd like to be as unattractive as Daniel Craig, if this is the list. I'd take that. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I had a bunch of others. By the way, we were upset that we weren't going to be able to go to Ricky Williams' Super Bowl pot party. It's not in Minneapolis. He's doing it in California. But he's also giving free weed to everyone. So you don't have to feel bad about not being there for that one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I just feel bad about the other two that we missed. I also had a story about how science says tall husbands with short wives have better marriages.
Wow. My wife is kind of tall, though.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like 5'7".
Yeah, that's...
I don't know.
Well, compared to you, though.
Yeah. And
compared to you, she's a little person. But, yeah, apparently there was a study of 8,000 participants found a correlation between a husband's height and his wife's perceived happiness. The taller the husband and the more inches that separate the two physically, the more significant pleasure the wife will have. Though after 18 years of marriage, there appeared to be a substantial drop-off in this. Yeah, after 18 years of marriage, there's a drop-off in everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never made it to 18 years in a marriage. I'm never going to make it 18 years in a marriage.
You'll make it.
I'm halfway there with this one.
Oh, man. It's been 9 years already?
Yeah, we're coming up on our 10th year anniversary in June.
Oh, wow.
We're actually trying to figure out what we're going to do for it. I told her to get divorced. But
you're going to have sex. You're going to do it.
Might be the first time in 10 years. No. You know what? Let's take a phone call. Rick,
what do you think about Fred's anniversary sex with his wife?
Stop.
Hello?
Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
We're sports, Rick.
Hey, I got a question for you about the... Has there ever been a true Hispanic quarterback?
Mark Sanchez.
In the NFL or AFL?
Mark Sanchez is a Hispanic quarterback.
Yeah. There is a...
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
What about Jeff Garcia?
Yeah, well, Jeff Garcia, I think...
He's kind of half, I think.
I think Jeff Garcia and Tony Romo are both, like, half, but...
But that is the most random freaking question
ever. That
was
very odd.
That is odd.
Yeah.
I think he was going to ask about the best Hispanic player of all time, which probably would be, what, Anthony Munoz?
Yeah, I'd lean that way. Off the top of my head, I'd lean that way.
Why do people care about that stuff?
I don't know. But Mark Sanchez is Hispanic.
Oh, there you go. Wow. 2010, the San Antonio Express News wrote a whole story about that. And Mark Sanchez was the centerpiece.
Yeah. Like, Tony Romo's name is like...
Antonio Ramiro. Romo.
Yeah, yeah, Antonio Ramiro. He's definitely Hispanic. Although, I think his mom is like Polish or something.
Jim Plunkett is the only Hispanic to be named Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
Apparently Joe Capp, Tom Flores, who was later a coach, and yeah, so those are all quarterbacks.
All right.
Hope that answers your question. People keep saying Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez wasn't a quarterback.
He's not a quarterback.
No.
But Anthony Munoz is a better player than Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Oh, I think Gonzalez is going to be a Hall of Famer.
I do too.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick up our Sports Map 94.1 listeners.
Yeah, welcome,
and you know what? I'm kind of out on sports today, I have to say. If that's the sports question we're going to get, we got to do better than that, right?
Okay. Listen, you're in charge here.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm fine with whatever.
Well, we'll just see where it takes us when we come back.
Okay. Well, where I'm going to take you now is to dirt-free carpet cleaning. You've been putting off cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery. Don't wait any longer. Right now, they've got the 35% off any cleaning service with Dirt Free Carpet's 35% off sale. Give them a call at 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. Nobody deep cleans like Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Satisfaction guaranteed. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap, without unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, tile, wood floors, oriental rugs. You name it, they'll clean it. Even your air ducts. Right now, you can get 35% off any cleaning service. Just give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. You'll get 35% off the cleaning services. And they'll throw in a free speed dry with their carpet cleaning. It's a $100 value. 281-DIRT-FREE, that's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5.